Daf Tzadi Gimel Sid Gimel. Yesh Negim Estapa Ben Rosh Chodesh Iyar V'Toyis V'Yotam. Some people have a mix, take a haircut Chodesh Iyar, and it's a mistake. Right? Because you're supposed to have 33 days, and you start counting from the beginning, and you're going to take a break on Chodesh Iyar, you're not going to have the full amount of time. Ramos says, "Me v'Hava Mekayim Zogin L'Estapa Avin Chodesh Iyar." The second minute is to take a haircut Tzilah Chodesh Iyar. V'Oisim L'Estapa M'Lag V'Imer V'Eilaf. Those people will not take a haircut from Agboima onwards. Have a vision, but to the staff of Agboima be Atzma. Baisan the Kravish and Regim the staff of Agboima be Eilach, the staff of Klaal Ach and Pesach on Agboima. The places that have a minute to take a haircut from Agboima, they should not take any haircuts from Pesach to Agboima. But like Yinagum be Eilach has mixes, mixes, going to do. We shouldn't have one sitting. Some people do the early count, some do the later count, because it's not good to have different minhagim in the same place. One should not take off in the beginning after that. That the kulei alma cannot do. So Bruce says that the minhag is that you have to take a haircut, even the ones that do the later count, they do take haircuts and they get married in the Shlishis Me'agbolah. According to that, if you take this later minig, then you have to be careful not to marry or take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Because that's mashlim the days which you deduct by the days of Shlishis Me'agbolah, which one is not doing this minig of Avelis. Now, Kofan in each place has different minhagim. At Yisrael, the more common minig is to do the first part. It means not to make chasnas or take haircuts till Agboima. And afterwards one can take a haircut. As far as making weddings, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael generally is still Rosh Chodesh Sivan, still not to make chasanas.